The film Defiance tells the true story of the Bielski Partisans, a group of Jews who banded together in the woods of Belarus during World War II, armed themselves, and fought back against the Nazis. Sometimes they did this with automatic weapons, but primarily they did it by their own improbable survival, all the way to the end of the war, all 1,200 of them. The film has its own battle, which is to fight our own resistance to yet another Hollywood telling of the Holocaust. Actors Daniel Craig as Tuvia Bielski and Liv Schreiber as Zeus, his younger brother, sink their teeth into their roles as competitive, sometimes warring brothers. Tuvia, the reluctant leader of the band, wants to save as many Jewish lives as he can. He'll figure out how to feed them later. Eventually, he's got 1,200 on his hands. Zeus wants to kill as many German soldiers as humanly, and in one scene, almost superhumanly, possible. Both actors, and this has never happened for the director, Edward Zwick, before, are truly superb, not hamming it up, but really 100% there. From Daniel Craig, we could have seen this coming, given how mightily he labored to bring a real character and some emotional sense into the otherwise unintelligible Quantum of Solace. For Liv Schreiber, however, this level of transparency is something brand new. His own good looks work against him. He's almost too pretty to be thought of as a lead actor. The broad planes of his square face seem somehow unreal, those of a male model, landing him usually as a character actor or a villain. Here, he earns himself a place at the table. Is this a great film? Not at all, but don't write it off just yet. The best way to describe its overall effect is to place it in the career of the director, Ed Zwick. If you've followed that career, and you might have even without thinking about it, you've slogged through a minefield of technically competent, expensive-looking, but unimaginative violent action set pieces married to melodrama, sketchy characters, and whatever historical footnote or contemporary suffering can plump up the overall importance of it all. In fact, Zwick has made this film 3 times before. But even those earlier films, Glory, Blood Diamond, and to a lesser degree, The Last Samurai, contain moments that cling to you, Denzel Washington being whipped, Jimon Hansu's beautiful black bald head down in the mud, all-American narrow-range Tom Cruise, now a stranger in a strange land, locked in a dark room and screaming bloody murder for sake. Zwick hasn't begun to penetrate the truth of violence, but he has a sure hand for helping his actors connect with an audience. That's actually a considerable gift, and it was on display all the way back at the beginning in his days as a co-creator of the glossy primetime television soap opera 30-something. And this time, there's something else going on too, I think. There's a moment in Defiance when Tuvia, the de facto general, sometimes on a white horse if you can believe that, who can't stop collecting Jews who have escaped the ghettos, is lost in a kind of reverie. His more prosaic brother asks, "What are you doing? What are you looking at?" "The woods," Tuvia says. "They're beautiful." Indeed, they are. And it's the woods that get to you, too, and take the movie to another place. As shot by the gifted DP Eduardo Serra, they're so verdant and lush, they seem as maternal as the rainforest floor. Surely evil cannot invade here. Zeus does not see what Tuvia, enraptured, sees, the mystical dimension in the very midst of a bloody battle to kill or be killed. Tuvia has the sight of wit in the thin red line. Zeus, on the other hand, is a heroic throwback to a 40s World War II movie hero or his reinvention in Saving Private Ryan. It's an interesting mix of characters, actors, and even the director's old style clashing with a glimpse of a new one. And on the level of pure story, though my own cynicism runs too deeply, you might just want to give in to this one, because really the story is more than just a footnote. It's practically the shattering of a stereotype held by some people, that the Nazis were able to do what they did because the Jews did not fight. How many of us, our families by our side, could have taken arms against an evil that mobilized, that absolutely powerful, that insane and bent on our own genocide? The Bielskis did. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.